Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show, sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person that's being interviewed. No interviews today. Today's show is really an eclectic mix number two. Now, we all know familiar songs by familiar musicians, and we've heard their music over and over again. But it's good to hear from that bunch of musicians, singers, and songwriters that don't get airplay, or very little. And that's where community radio comes in. We're just about the only place that gives these artists any airplay. So I hope you find some of these songs to be worthy and a surprise. You'll recognize one singer-songwriter today, and possibly two, but all the others you'll only hear during the Eclectic Hour. Our first song is by Bob Wickline. He's a singer-songwriter from Seattle's Fox Island. And the song is called Let's Take Our Heads Out of the Sand. And it asks us to let need, not greed, lead the way.
I had a dream the other night. Now in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see, if ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take, 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 take. Like a good mother, Mother Nature keeps giving, but her heart must be ready to break. She's being abused and overused by her children who choose to ignore. There's only so much that she can give before she can give no more. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We poison the air, we poison the land, and we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, happiness lies in how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years, when we will have about 10 billion neighbors on the sphere. Will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining? Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. So much and waste so much, how much do we really need? And how long can a dream survive that seems to thrive on greed? A little pollution is so thick and dark and dense, it contaminates and poisons common good and common sense. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?
Our next song is called Just a Little Cog, and it's by Emily Yates, an Oakland singer-songwriter.
Well, I'm just a little cog in your machine. Well, I'm just a little screw inside your watch. Yes, I'm just a little screw inside your watch. I help you keep the time on the power chain you climb. I'm just a little screw inside your watch. Well, I'm just a little match inside your book. Yes, I'm just a little
That's Emily Yates, and next song is written and performed by John McCutcheon, called Not In My Name, and it was written about the time that we invaded Iraq, even though our weapons inspectors told Bush and Cheney that there were no weapons of mass destruction. That was clearly ignored, because it was not what the money and power people wanted to hear. And John McCutcheon happens to be one of my favorite singer-songwriters. He's been to Reading a number of times with the Oak Song Society for the Preservation of Way Cool Music. He's been down at the Sierra Nevada Big Room and also at the Palms in Winters. So here's his song, Not In My Name.
Plane in the distance, see the flame in the sky, see the young ones running for cover, the old ones wondering why. They tell us that the world is a dangerous place, we live in a terrible time, but in Hiroshima, New York, or in Baghdad, it's the innocent who die for the crime. Not in my name, not in my name. Not in my name, not in my name. Witnesses watch through the window, their hearts locked in horror and pain, at the man lying strapped to a gurney as the poison is pumped through his veins. And I'm wondering, who are the prisoners? Who holds the lock and the key? Who has the power over life, over death? When will we finally be free? Not in my name. 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 My name.
watched all your holy wars, your jihads, your crusades. I have been used as inspiration, I've been used as an excuse for the murder and the misery you made. I thought I made it clear in the Bible, in the Torah, and in the Koran. What is it in my teaching about loving your enemies that you people don't understand? Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. No, no, not in my name. 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 Not in my name.
Now it's on to a song by a singer that everyone knows, Bob Dylan, and it's called Masters of War.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you set back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You must say that I'm young, You might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
And next up is Buffy St. Marie, the Universal Soldier. And this is about the resistance to these dirty little trillion-dollar wars that solve nothing and may seem futile. And it's up to each of us to recognize the horror and futility of these dirty little wars and to resist them in whatever way we can. I, for one, was certain my generation had learned from Vietnam and we would skip any quagmire such as we have now in the Middle East, that we would not get into this sort of thing. And here we are many, many, many years, almost two decades in the quagmire. I was really wrong. I thought we'd learned. We didn't learn a thing. Universal Soldier.
He's 5 foot two and he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Buffy St. Marie. Our next song is by Yeager and Reed, and it's called From Way Up Here. The song was actually written by Pete Seeger, but I think Yeager and Reed do a beautiful job on this. I think it's quite a moving song. From Way Up Here.
From Way Up Here. It's just a little ball of rock and sea and sand, no bigger than my hand. From way up here, the earth looks very small. They shouldn't fight at all down there upon that little sphere. Their time is short, a life is just a day. You'd think they'd find a way, you'd think they'd get along and fill their sunlit days with song. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and clear. Their time is short, a life is just a day. Must be a better way to use the time that runs among the distant suns. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and dear. From way up here.
You're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We have our studio in Redding as well as our studios in Round Mountain, and we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what keeps these programs on the air. And if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to Pencils Ready, Paper Ready, KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And we want to thank you so very much. We're going to resume our show with two songs by Dennis Warner. The first one is called Seeds.
I often stop on my way home, watch the children play, and I wonder if they wonder what they'll become someday. Some will dream a big dream, make it all come true, while others go on dreaming of things they'll never do. We're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, it's sometimes sand. We're all seeds in God's hands. I hardly recognized. She'd done a lot of living since I last looked in her eyes. She told her tale of how she'd failed, the lesson she'd been taught, but offered no excuses and left me with this thought: we're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, it's sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. And as I'm standing at this crossroads once again, I'm reminded we're all the same. End. We're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, it's sometimes sand. All just seeds in God's hands.
Seeds by Dennis Warner. And our next song by Dennis Warner is called Have a Little Faith in the World.
We take a little seedling and we plant it in the ground. The hope and a prayer to grow up strong. Faith in the future will someday come along. We try to believe in, and to have a little faith in the world. Faith in the world. Have a little faith in the world. Have a little faith in the world. The world, have a little faith in the world.
Have a little faith, have a little faith in the world. Have a little faith.
Children, never be afraid. Is there a better dream worth dreaming? We need to have a little faith in the world. Faith in the world. Have a little faith in the world. Have a little faith in the world. Faith in the world. Have a little faith. Little faith in the world.
Have a little faith in the world.
forgiveness, healing,
trust,
believing,
forgiveness,
healing,
trust,
believing,
forgiveness,
healing. Have a little faith in the world.
Faith
in the world.
Have a little faith in the world.
Our next song is by a band called Eddie from Ohio. They're a band that friends I know and love flew to Virginia just to hear them again live. They've performed in Reading, it's been a long time ago, and they had a hankering to hear the Eddie from Ohio band, and so they did. The song I'm playing by them is called Oh My Brother.
Beside me, we shall This is the only way I know. Oh, my brother, won't you stand here beside me? Shall carry each other. And should your soul grow weary, or the strength leave your bones, oh, my brother, I will carry.
Now it's on to a number of songs by a band called The Sweet Potatoes. I keep playing their music over and over, and so you may have heard their songs on this show. Usually I gravitate pretty much to just message songs, but they don't have messages really to speak of, nothing major, but I just really enjoy their music. And so we're going to start out here with some songs by The Sweet Potatoes, and the first one should be called Home.
Oven rack, waiting on the sound from the railroad track. Well, we'd all say grace, clean our plate. Better tuck in, cause it's getting late. We couldn't wait for another day. Cross the Red River Bridge, that train had come. Took me to a place I wasn't from. Made me wonder what it might be like away from home, where the porch light's always on and the door is open wide. Y'all come inside. Home, where black eyed peas bring luck. I still drive that beat up truck, cause I know. though hopes and dreams brought me away, patiently they paved the way. Part of me will always stay. Home, where the porch light's always on and the door is open wide.
Our next song by the Sweet Potatoes is Without You, and it's kind of talking about how it's a close relationship of love and caring, how it feels without you.
I don't want to grow old without you. I don't know how I could without you. In your arms I belong. I never knew my heart would beat so strong. I don't want to grow old without. I don't want to come home without you. I don't want to turn down the bed without you. Whisper sweet in my ear.
Last song by the Sweet Potatoes is called Our Front Porch.
We were trying on our ways, looking up to the sky. Now the thought in our heads that it might be hard to fly. We lived in a house painted like a birthday cake near the edge of town, out by the lake, making music on the front porch in the afternoon shade. Play along if you want something or other in the key of A. On our front porch, our front porch, we had a finest summer in a mismatched chair. You beat up guitar, swapping songs and passing around that old fruit jar. On our front porch. One night I ran off into the dark. Can't even remember what set fire to the spark. You came chasing after. You found me on the ledge. You talked me down from that cold sharp edge. Back on the front porch, in the warmth of the candlelight, I couldn't say what had been wrong, but I knew that I would be alright. On our front porch, our front porch, we had a finest summer in a mismatched chairs. On our front porch, our front porch, friends would show up from everywhere. There's someone on the banjo, or you beat a guitar, swapping songs and passing around that old fruit jar. On our front.
Three in a row by those Sweet Potatoes. Our last song with lyrics is going to be Big Country, and it's by Claudia Nygaard.
We had names like Sean and Colleen when we reached the harbor. As quick to wink as fight, with a twinkle in our eyes. And we planted potatoes and rolled up our sleeves, washed clothes and built factories, and hung on to a dream that wouldn't die. We had names like Katrina and Ole when we crossed the prairies. We were strong and stern and no stranger to the wind and the snow. And that old blue northern, she blew and she blew, but we pulled our coats tighter, said we're tougher than you. Well, hang on, no matter how hard you blow, we've got a big country. trip that holds so many dreams. A big country and more in common than it seems. We all love and hope and know what freedom means. We share a big country that holds so many dreams. We had names like Juan and Maria when we crossed the river, with a dream of manana in a place where the corn could grow. We took the jobs with the smallest of pay, the only ones the gringo would give away, and hung on to a dream that grew so slow. We had names like Rachel and Reuben and Yoko and Lee, Sitting Bull and Sacagawea, Muhammad and Fatima. And we are every color and faith underneath the sun, but somehow we've all come together as one. And if we can make it work in the USA, then maybe the whole world could live in peace someday. We got a big country that holds so many dreams, a big country and more in common than it seems. We all love and hope and know what freedom means. We share a big country that holds so many dreams. Share a big country that holds so many dreams.
I hope you've enjoyed this eclectic hour mix of uncommon songs by uncommon musicians, and I want to thank you for lending us your ears and listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. Is it Pavlo's song? It's called Forever. We'll go out with a bit of that.